The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
You're thinking Braves because Brian Snicker just walked into the room.
I am thinking Braves because Brian Snicker just... I told you this football and the Braves thing was going
to
get me.
It's fine. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to cut the NFL music, and okay. We're going to talk to the skipper.
Okay.
See how simple that was?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds a little simpler than it probably is.
He was all worried about you coming up, Snit. Okay. I said he's going to be here, and when he's here, we'll take care of business, and that's what we're doing right now.
Okay, good
to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Good morning, sir. Or good afternoon, actually.
Yeah.
It was nice to see that you actually met some of your people. Braves fans were down there. Baseballs, pictures.
That's a nice crowd for our opening day, and it's great. Why would you not come out?
Yeah.
Can't ask for much more than what's going on here. We were talking on the field yesterday a little bit about the job that they did, Mike Dunn and company, cleaning this thing up when you consider what happened back in September with the hurricane.
No, we acknowledged Mike in my first meeting today, and we brought him in, and it's amazing here. They got all the signage up now. You go out back, you go everywhere, and you never know that there was a hurricane here. They did a spectacular job.
Is that shatterproof glass? Is there a chance? I'm not really sure. Who might be able to hit that office?
A couple of people hit it already.
The office? Yeah. I know. The guys I was, they're hitting it over it. The
oh
office.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Who's that guy? Make sure he makes the team.
Yeah, I think he has.
But seriously, it's a really interesting complex in a lot of ways because you guys, I haven't been in your office yet, but I saw a coach's room where they were having meetings the last couple of days. This is so different than what it is you guys worked in.
No, it's amazing. This is an amazing, amazing place. I mean, we got that big, the conference room for the coaches. We can bring players in there. We have the auditorium where we had our meeting this morning. We can show video if we need to in there and presentations. The coaches have a nice big locker room and plus that work area where they can kind of get themselves together.
Well, what about TrackMan? I heard it's sort of all over this place.
I think we have it here and in 2 and 3.
Okay.
Out back there. So they'll play a lot of their minor league games on there, work out on the Cloverleaf, move their games to 3 just so they can keep track of all the data.
Brian Snicker is here with us, Braves manager, and also you talk about all the amenities. A lot of guys start to come in earlier. Why would they ever want to leave here? You come in, maybe you could stay here throughout the off season if you want to.
Well, really, I mean, Ian does own a place here. Kyle Wright's got a place here, I think, and so they're they can work out all year round. I know it's funny. A couple years ago, I came out for fantasy camp. Brian Jordan was here, and he was living in the dorm, and he's like, God, I'd never want to leave here if I had something like this.
I said on Monday, I might run away to here.
Yeah, right.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Looks to me like it's got everything I need.
Well, and it's I'm so glad. That's why we built this thing, is to attract the players, and they can move their workouts the 1st of February. They can come down here, get settled in. You know, most of them they're paying for the places anyway, so.
How many letters in the alphabet? The Orlando gym workout area compared to here. My thing is there's probably, we need more than 26.
Yeah, that place in there just in itself is it's amazing. The work, the facilities they have, how big the lunchroom is, the locker room space, all the TVs. You could have a meeting, show everything on TVs in there if we wanted to do that. I mean, there's just a lot of different things that we can do here. And they take advantage. We use the whole thing. That's the thing. We reuse it up, and it's great.
You've talked about working smart. I mean, you get your job done, you get your work in, and then you're done for the day. Is that something that comes with the experience that you've had?
Yeah, Bobby was that way too. I mean, he just was never big on just being out there to be out there. I've been in camps where you did that, and I think all you're going to do is your back's going to go, your feet are going to go. And I'm a big believer. There's only so much you can do in a day to get ready to play a baseball season. And when you do a little bit every day, that accumulation gets to be a lot over time, and hopefully we get them right. We get them ready in the right way so they're healthy at the end.
I don't know if we talked about it on the air. It seems strange to say that I'm rooting for an adult to make a baseball team, but Kevin Pillar is one of those guys, and I don't know what's going to happen, but why do I have this feeling that I'm rooting for that guy to be a part of this.
Because he's a baseball player. You've seen him play. I've seen him ever since the minor leagues. And, I mean, the guy is fearless. He's been a really good major league player for a long time. He went through some injuries. And talking to him about that, he came back last year and played really well in the brief time that he was back off his shoulder injury. So, but I got excited when we signed him because I've seen that guy. He's beat us before. He's a solid player, really good outfielder, and you know, he's an established guy, so he knows how to play the game.
Kyle Wright, the news comes out yesterday about the cortisone shot about a month ago. He is smart enough, though, to know that there is no need to rush back.
Yeah, and good for him for saying something. You know, when he first said something, I'm like, good. Don't try and cover anything up. I think he's learned that. He's maturing. It happens. You don't like it when it does, but you know what? We'll take care of it. All the programs they have now to, you know, advance the strength and all that. But he feels really good right now. It's just a matter now of working him back into the program.
One of the things that happens in spring, if a guy needs, let's just call it a clean slate, it's a brand new year, calendar is turned. So Marcell Ozuna, does it feel like it's all that matters is now?
Yep.
Everything in the past is gone. Be a baseball player that we can rely on now. Let's move forward.
That's the beauty of this game. I mean, you can go 0-for-4 and you wake up and the sun shines, and you know what? That's a day you might start a 10-game hitting streak. So I think you have to approach it like that. He's in a great frame of mind right now. He looks great physically. You know, he's got to perform. I mean, you got to go out and you got to perform. He's too good a player not to do that. He's not old by any stretch. He's you know, right in his prime, and hopefully we've seen this guy do damage for a lot of years. He was a runner-up, I think, in 20 in the MVP balloting and was just starting to get it going in 21 when he screwed up his fingers. So hopefully he can rebound, and like you say, it's a new year for him and start off on a good note.
I know that you respect the back of the card, but is that a guy that will get more time this spring than a guy his age would normally get, just to find out what do we do going forward?
Yeah, I mean, and I do respect the back line. I know that a lot of guys historically don't do well in spring training, but there comes a time sometimes where maybe you might have to do good in spring training. And I think, you know, it's and put that other aside and make it happen. So, you know, we'll see. We're just going to take it a day at a time. And I know he'll work hard. He always does. He doesn't ever not work hard. And so, you know, but I'm hoping that he comes in with a little, you know, burr in his saddle and ready to go.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Brian Snicker, Braves manager, here with us. You talk about the back of a baseball card. We know about the back of the baseball card of Ozzie Albies, but he means so much more when you talk about other aspects to this team, does he not?
The intangible that Ozzie brings is tremendous. He's that one guy I always tell guys, if you play the game the way Ozzie plays, you're going to play it right. I mean, he brings the energy, the excitement, and he brings it every day. That's the thing. He approaches every day like it's his last time he's going to put the cleats on. And he's really easy to root for, and he's a great influence on our team just by his presence and how he plays the game, like I say, with that energy. And I know that there's not anybody that can't wait to get their spikes dirty, but, you know, more than Ozzie right now, I'll tell you that.
Have you figured out in your mind, before it's even happened this year, what the new rules, is there going to be a moment when you manage differently? Is there going to be something, like, if you, because you haven't done it yet,
right,
but do you try to visualize what a moment like that might be?
Yeah, I've done some of that, you know, I'm glad we are starting on Saturday to do the new rules. I think we're going to need the entire time for everybody to get comfortable with it, and we will. I mean, all the nuances, it was like we had talked about the three-batter minimum. We were having arguments in managers' meeting in spring training before that happened. Now it's just, you know what, it's part of the thing now. You adjust. That's what we do. We adjust in this game, and we will adjust to all these new rules. But you can read them till your eyes cross. You can visualize things. I was sitting there kind of the other day. We had a live BP going, and we had it for the hitter and the pitcher. And a lot of that time goes by a lot quicker than when you're sitting in the conference room and thinking, well, you can do this and this. And I think you got to live it. I think we got to go out there. We got to experience it, live it, and then things will start to fall in place.
We talked to AJ Minter about it this morning. He said a couple of weeks, I think we should be past all that. Is that a fair assessment?
I would say that's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you know, in the feedback they got from minor league guys, that was kind of the what the tone was is, you know, after a couple of weeks, and it just kind of, and I had it when I managed in AAA the last year. And after a while, you didn't even really look at it because guys were just, it was just happening.
I think the one thing I'd be worried about as a pitcher, we talk about conviction. Is that the pitch I want? Is that conviction? If the clock is running down and you're still at that point where you go, I have to get into a mindset that it might not be the one I wanted to throw, but it better be a good one.
You might get backed into that corner. I think you're going to inadvertently, you're going to see some guys step off when they don't have one left, just out of habit. I'm looking at that thinking it might be good to keep one of those disengagements in your back pocket all the time, just in case something like that happens. Because we had that question too, such as it's 3-2 and you're in the windup and you can't stop the clock. You know, because if you step off, the clock's going to keep going and you're going to end up balling the guy to first. I think it might happen in that situation a few times.
Yeah, you're going to see some mistakes here and there.
No,
it's just something you have to live with.
We got to experience it. That's right. Why I think it's good that we're going to do some things down here.
Bring on the ejections. I'm so looking forward to the possibility of people getting pissed off.
I'm going to tell you where you're going to find it. It's going to be a batter's box things. It's not going to be the pitchers. It's going to be, I think, the guys in the batter's box are going to have probably more of a hard time than the pitchers, honestly.
And the balk thing, look, nobody's really ever known what it is. I guess you have an idea of what it is. But the idea now where a guy steps off and you as a manager go, we're giving up 90 feet for that.
Yeah, right.
You're going to have to make sure that you keep sitting because you're just going to get angry.
No, I know. And you are. I mean, it's going to be, and they're not going to be too kind when you get pissed off like that either. I can tell you that. So.
Do you think about that when you're in the dugout and something isn't going your way and the blood starts to boil? That camera's going to be on.
I know.
I've got to keep the
poker face. And I know you do. I think I've been pretty good about doing that, and I know I've reacted last year a couple of times, and I saw players look around like, what's the matter? Because I'm the first guy they look at when something goes bad. They're going to see how you react.
Bobby told me when they were going to start micing up people, I think it was part of a TV deal. I think it was actually part of the TV deal. We get to put a mic down. I was like, I'm not ever going to wear one. Because he said, it's not necessarily, he said, well, what if I'm talking about somebody over there? And even if you don't run it, it's in a truck someplace.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Have you thought about mics being all over?
You got to be careful. I wore one as a third base coach one time, and I was never more uncomfortable in all my life sitting down, doing that. And I remember I told Glenn Diamond, I said, no more, I'm done. That's all I could think about was the fact that I had a microphone on.
Well, because if a guy doesn't have his good stuff or something happens, there's a good chance
you're going to react.
Go beat up that guy. He's got nothing tonight. And if you say a guy's got nothing tonight, it becomes a headline.
I'm not big on that. And then they always tell me what player has it, and
stay away.
Be really careful around them. But I'm not one for that.
Brian, before we let you go, Brian Snicker, Braves manager here with us. We were talking to Eric Young earlier in the day. We played the interview. Just watching guys like him and Wash, the enthusiasm they bring to the job every day. And when we talk about Ozzie, his enthusiasm being infectious, it's the same way with those guys.
No, it is. And the thing is with this coaching staff, it's probably the most experienced coaching staff in baseball. I mean, I've had umpires come out and say, Snit, I love your staff. You know, they smoke cigarettes and eat donuts. You know, so it's, but, the, and the energy they do bring, and the consistency. The biggest thing with those guys is the consistency. It's every day is the same. They teach these guys routine. Walt's unbelievable about it. I know Dansby used to nuzzle up to Walt all the time because he'd been through all everything that he was experiencing. What a great sounding board Walt was for him. But all those guys, Sal, the knowledge he has, Cranny's been around everybody. Those guys are unbelievable. They love teaching. You know what? These guys are all in it for all the right reasons for the players. They want to make the players better, and everybody understands that when they get to the big leagues nowadays, they're not the finished product. It's the teaching still has to go on because they're getting here sooner than ever before with less experience in the minor leagues. And I think that's one of the reasons why they talk about, the base running mistakes and all. It's like they haven't played that long yet.
Yeah. There are certain guys that are going to price themselves out of being coaches. They're just going to want to go away because they made enough money to go away. Two things I noticed. One is the younger coaches. The shape that some of these guys are in, they look like players.
Oh, no.
I've seen some of the guys on the backfield and go, who the hell is that? That's a coach. How old is that guy?
I know.
They're
right.
All built.
Yeah, no.
What's
and I sit there on my elliptical trying to keep my waist size down, and I look down there and I hear all this banging and everything, and it's the coaches, at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's amazing. And they all look alike. They all got beards and long hair, and I can't tell them one from the other.
And then the other part is what this older group, as you just talked about. I don't know if some guys will price themselves out from wanting to coach, but if you're around, if you're a player, if you're a 30-year-old, you're a 33-year-old, and you're thinking about a life in baseball, boy, this staff is the perfect.
Yeah.
You're going to realize what coaching really is, and you're going to hear things that you might not hear in other organizations. If you want it, this is sort of like, it's like getting a master's degree.
Yeah. No, it's great. I mean, it's like I said, they're one in a million. I call them rock stars because they're probably the most experienced, group of major league coaches that's out there. Because most of the time I'll go into cities, I don't have any idea who any of those guys are. And they're young, really bright kids, mm-hmm. Younger coaches and everything, which the guys anymore, you don't have to play the game for the guys to, if you have something for you, they're all for it and great. That's the new age and what these young guys bring. But that experience and been there, done that's big in this sport, too.
Well, Snett, we appreciate you coming up.
My pleasure.
And it's good seeing you down here, and hopefully we'll see you over the next couple of days. And once we get back to Atlanta and start the season.
That'd be great. Excellent. Enjoy your time.
Appreciate it.
It's a pretty good setup here.
Yeah, it's not bad. The whole
not
thing.
Bad.
Yeah.
I got to tell
awesome.
You something. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
No Orlando traffic, too.
Like I tell people all
beautiful.
The time, beats having a real job.
Yep.
Brian
Snett,
Braves manager, kind enough to stop by.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.